Thank you for calling customer service. Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm trying to test the product that I ordered last month.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Can I start off with your zip code?
33603.
Can I have your name?
Alicia McNeil.
And just to verify, that was 33603?
Yes.
And your name one more time?
Felicia McNeil.
Thank you, Mrs. Felicia. And can you verify your mailing address?
1206 East MLK Boulevard, Tampa, Florida, 33603.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. And I'm just waiting for your account to load up.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I'm showing down that back on May the 18th, you went online and you had entered to win an exclusive offer from a kitchen sweepstake where the shipping was $7.95. And then if you were not to cancel within 48 hours, they went ahead and billed you for the sweepstakes into the exclusive offer, which is a sweepstakes drawing each and every month of $56.95.
Okay, so it was just a sweepstakes drawing that it was. It wasn't that I purchased this item.
No, ma'am. I'm not showing down that you purchased any item. I'm showing down that it was a sweepstakes that you had entered for a drawing for. The first initial sweepstakes was $7.95. And then after that, it's $59.95. And you are, you do receive a gift card as well for $125. Each and every month.
Okay, did they cancel that out? Because I know once I realized that they took $50-something out because I wasn't informed of that. They were supposed to cancel it out, so I need to make sure it's canceled out so I won't have to go through this again.
Oh, so you're calling to verify. I apologize, ma'am. So I'm showing down that back on May the 22nd, it was canceled out and you were refunded $28.47.
Okay, I just want to... Okay, well, that was all.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just notating the account. Did you want that? Okay. Did you have any additional questions or concerns?
No, that's all.
You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.